for Mark Wilson. And joining me in studio now is Buffalo High School Activities Director Ryan Mader. Ryan, thank you for joining me here this morning.
Thanks, Brady.
And, well, let's just jump right into it. You've got a new position this year as Activities Director. Talk a little bit about what made you want to take this position.
You know, in the back of my mind, it's always been a position that I wanted to go after. I didn't know I would necessarily want to do it this early in my career, but I think the timing was right. Mainly, one thing in education has led me to another. In graduating college, getting an opportunity to work with kids led me into education, which led me into coaching, and ultimately being able to put my two passions together, one of those being sports and activities, with the schools and kind of being behind the scenes and involved with everything was ultimately pretty tempting. So,
and talk a little bit about the position itself as Activities Director. Are you in charge? Is that just sports, or is it sports and other extracurriculars as well?
You know, it's sports and other extracurriculars. The reason it's not a athletic director anymore as it used to be is it's all-encompassing Buffalo High School. So in addition to sports, I work and help programs like FFA, FBLA, the music program, our club organizations. They're all kind of just wrapped into activities now.
And of course, you know, when you talk about education, one of the big things is cutting. You know, it seems like now there, you know, people are wanting to cut everything because of, you know, budget shortfalls and whatnot. Have you noticed, I mean, I know you've only been on the job a short time, but have you noticed any of those activities on the chopping block as of yet?
You know, that's something right now we're trying to stay away from. We're ultimately here to do what's best for kids and activities, organizations, sports, what have you. That's important to kids, and I think it's valuable to know the life lessons those teach, what it does do for them during high school, keeping them involved and focused on things. And so the district has done a great job of shifting funds around in the cut crisis that's going on in the state and being able to stay away from those. You know, but activities is a hot topic around the state. There's a lot of school districts that have already jumped on that boat and done some cuts. And so, you know, this year we don't know what it's going to present, but it's always right there if something that will probably be looked at. Right now, we're just making it more efficient. And I think by doing that, we're doing what's best for the kids.
Talking with Buffalo High School Activities Director Ryan Mader. And Ryan, you know, I was talking a little bit on the air earlier today about Friday night's football game was out in Cody, and mentioned that's the second year in a row we've opened up out in Cody. And I was kind of scratching my head about that one a little bit because it usually goes back and forth. Now, it's my understanding that being that Buffalo opted to stay in 3A instead of getting bumped down to 2A, left an odd number of teams in 3A, some scheduling difficulties. And we were actually, I think, first scheduled to have five home games. Cody was scheduled to have like three. So we kind of did them sort of a favor by going out there. Is that true?
Yeah, that's essentially what it came down to. You know, with me stepping into my position, scheduling is done almost a year out. And so all the scheduling for this year is, I'd say, probably 80-85% in place, barring some sub-varsity contests. But, yeah, essentially that's what happened is they had three, we had five. They also have an open week in there. And so just to, you know, Wyoming's a small place. We kind of do what's best for everybody, so.
Absolutely. It's always a good thing. You know, I was actually talking with Cody's coach about that a little bit, and he couldn't say enough good things about Buffalo and whatnot for doing. I think actually Powell had to switch their schedule around a little bit too to kind of make all that happen. But that's kind of nice to see, you know, that like you mentioned, it schools and towns will lend a helping hand to other schools and towns.
Yeah, that's in education, especially in coaching and sports in Wyoming, being so small, everybody knows everybody. But you kind of help everybody out. As much as we're rivals, as soon as the game's over, it's, you know, business is put to the side and friendships are created. And that's one of the things I like about activities, sports, education in Wyoming is just that closeness.
Absolutely. And with activities this year, you know, we can talk specifically about some of the teams a little bit. Buffalo football and volleyball are both off to great starts this year. And then we've got golf here in the fall, along with is it girls swimming and diving and cross country as well. And I know cross country just hosted an event a week or two ago, and that was very successful as well. It's nice to have those events at home, especially when you have like swimming and cross country. They don't get as many home events as say football or basketball, so it's nice for them to have those and for people to be able to come out and support that.
Yeah, you know, cross country only gets one home event a year. And so we always have that the first weekend out of the gate. It's nice because it's good weather. It's a great course back there at the high school. It's not an entirely huge meet, but it's competitive enough that it's a good introductory one for our kids. And they did a great job. They went to Billings last weekend to obviously some tougher competition up in Montana with the Billings schools and had a very successful run. I know Coach Moon was excited some of the times this year. On the same kids that ran last year, we're already faster, so that's promising going forward. And swimming the same way, I think we have you know, three home opportunities for swimming. One's a tournament, two are duels or tries. But, you know, it's one of those. They're on the road constantly, and luckily they don't have to go too far, but they're having a lot of success. They've qualified two divers already for state, and they've also qualified four in the pool as far as swimming goes, so they're off to a good start as well.
And so now with this new activities director position, I know it's very new, but has there been any surprises for you so far with the job? Like, oh, I didn't realize I was part of the position.
There's a surprise every day. you know, I knew stepping into this, it would be a steep learning curve, and I've told myself over and over that this first year's going to be the toughest. It's a whole different world from the classroom. The pace is different. The paperwork is different. And just the things you do is nonstop day to day, but I really enjoy it, and everyone's been so great as far as making sure I know what I need to know. Other ADs around the state are always just a phone call away and able to answer questions. Linda Helping Hand, they've been great about that, and obviously Mr. Bourgeois has been a great mentor to have in the building there as far as getting things going. So
preparation coming into the year a little bit different than normal?
Yeah, there really isn't a summer, you know, like there is in teaching. You're doing something every day, but you know, the more you can be prepared, the more you can be organized, the easier the job is, and that's been kind of nice to be able to stay ahead of things.
Absolutely, very cool. So what is it you're most looking forward to as activities director, besides what I'm assuming would be a bigger paycheck?
You know, I'm mostly excited just to be involved in everything. Buffalo High School is such a great place. It's my alma mater. You know, I grew up here, and so to be here in this position is essentially a dream come true. But you know, before I was involved in just a small percentage of the population of Buffalo High School, whether it be the classroom, whether it be the activities, and now I get to be involved with everyone, meet new faces of kids, build different relationships with them and with our fellow staff and sponsors. And I think that's going to be the most rewarding piece to it.
Well, and you know, with any job, your first year at a new position is always kind of learn as you go type of a thing. You know, even if it's a job you've had before, but it was somewhere else, you're still kind of learning new things, and you kind of learning every day. And the second year is always a lot easier than the first.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to the second year.
Absolutely. We are talking to new Buffalo High School Activities Director Ryan Mader. Ryan, thank you for taking the time, and I'll let you get over to school.
Thanks for having me, Brady. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Again, this is 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.